The so-called quartet of Middle East mediators, the United States, the European Union, Russia, and the United Nations, gathers in Amman, Jordan today to talk about ways to aid the Palestinians without going through ministries in the new Hamas-led government. The U.S. has cut ties with all officials linked to Hamas, which it considers a terrorist organization. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that contact between the U.S. government and Palestinians is becoming an increasingly complicated matter.
The State Department sent out a cable to its diplomats explaining the new policy. Spokesman Adam Arely says U.S. officials can now only meet with President Mahmoud Abbas and his staff, with city mayors not affiliated with Hamas, and with some Palestinian lawmakers.
If they're for instance, a Fatah official who's a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council and is not in the government, we can have contact with them. But if they're in a Hamas-led ministry, which all of them are, we're not going to have contact with them.
That throws into question U.S. development programs, which require some coordination with government ministries. The U.S. also finds itself in the odd position of trying to promote a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict without dealing with Palestinian government officials. Arely says the U.S. will find workarounds.
It's a constraint, but it's one that is imposed upon us by the decisions of Hamas.
The new U.S. policy on contacts with the Palestinians does not affect the top Palestinian envoy to Washington, Afif Safieh. He doesn't represent the Hamas-led government, but rather the Palestine Liberation Organization. Or as he likes to put it, he's an envoy of a state in the making. He thinks the U.S. is going too far in cutting off contacts with the Palestinian ministries.
I'm a person of dialogue. And I don't believe that boycotting Hamas is the good way forward. They won an election, and the United States administration that has been advocating and preaching democratization cannot be a sore loser because they don't like the result of an impeccable, immaculate electoral exercise.
Safieh says the U.S. also sent the wrong signal when a prominent Palestinian human rights activist had to cancel a busy week of meetings and lectures in the U.S. because he couldn't get a visa. Safieh describes the activist, Rajesh Surani, as a man of impeccable credentials and said it was outrageous that the U.S. consulate asked him to provide an Israeli police certificate in order to get a visa.
Sad story, because that was the wrong message to send to the Palestinian people, to the Arab world, to the Islamic world, by seeing such a prominent personality who is irreproachable being asked to get from his tormentors a certificate of good behavior. It's not done that way. It was, in my opinion, a blunder. Which might have reverberations if it's not rectified.
State Department officials usually don't comment on specific cases, but spokesman Sean McCormick did tell reporters that consular officials have the right to ask for additional documentation. The Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Center for Human Rights is still hoping to reschedule Surani's visit if he can overcome the visa problem. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.